Welcome back to Rosie on the House. We will keep that trivia going to the end of this programming segment just because that was at the very end. It was not U of A. I was wrong. A couple people texted that. So if that was you that texted U of A, you've got this break to do that research and figure it out. It was not Oregon. That was another guest that came in. Oh, nor was it USC.
Or LSU. Thank you.
Or LSU. I don't know LSU's basketball has ever been in the top. The baseball is probably there more than any other
baseball,
program.
Baseball, serious baseball at LSU. It'll be a
All right, we've got that's Julia's voice you heard in the background screening the calls at 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE-4U. You can text to 411-923 when we're not running trivia. You know, the reason we do the text on the trivia is because it doesn't chew up the phone lines for people that want to get on air. Some people fuss at us, I don't text, and I'm like, well, I guess you could call in and give your answer, and we'll put it in the hat. You could call 1-888-767-4348. But we try and do it on text to keep the phone lines open for people that want to join the program. And you can also email us, info@rosieonthehouse.com. If you have a question or you need a little bit of aid from visual, snapping a picture, shooting a photo, you can send that to info@rosieonthehouse.com. We monitor those there.
People that call in to join the conversation, like Jack from Tucson, who just called in to tell us about mountaintemperature.com, where he found out that Humphreys is at -1 right now with a wind chill of -24.
It was close.
I still want to send Gary.
Well, for sure.
Yeah.
I think Jack was trying to save Gary a little bit for us.
He's going. You talk about how much you like to hike. Let's see it.
So -24. Let's see. With okay, I still have my New Orleans Saints starter jacket. That's one layer. My kayaking equipment, that's two. I don't know how many layers I would need. Seven, and I'd probably be walking up like the kid from A Christmas Story when his mom put all those coats on him, and I'd be, oh, that'd be really tough to get up there now.
You'd have to get one of those like wind kites and put skis on and just let the draft up the mountain carry you.
You know, that's an interesting thought. I wonder if I can snowshoe up there. If there's enough base, I can just kind of go off to the side of the ski slope and try to get up to at least get to the saddle. But -24, that's a lot of gumbo you got to eat to stay warm.
Well, you could bring your gumbo. We'll get you could put that in a thermos, you know, like a water thermos. Just put your gumbo in there. We have the 10 o'clock hour coming up, and we're going to talk about the top five. Each week we publish a blog article that happens to focus on what our topic of the 10 o'clock hour is, which is always one specific area of the home. In January, we're going to talk about do-it-yourself projects you can tackle in a weekend around your home. February goes into plumbing month. We'll spend a Saturday in the 10 o'clock hour talking about water heaters. We'll spend a Saturday talking about your plumbing lines and what you need to know about maintaining the water, as well as the drainage and how the drainage and the vent systems work and how a lot of times aromas can happen. We deal with water hammers and water pressures. That'll be a Saturday. We'll talk, I'm sure, a Saturday about treating your water. Water's a big topic. We mentioned earlier this hour, we'll spend an hour talking about what happens to your water before it's delivered to your home. That'll be February, and we'll just continue on our monthly topics. Well, this fifth Saturday of the month, wrapping up 2018, we'll talk about the five most popular topics that we covered in 2018, as well as taking your calls at 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE-4U. Julia's busy back there talking about taking those calls and screening them. We'll get them lined up to start the 10 o'clock hour, and we'll have an update on Rosie. He had a big week. He's walking, he's talking. It's a blessing, a miracle. If you hadn't heard, he was in a rollover in what they call a UTV. If you picture a four-wheel ATV quad, you know, that's a single passenger. This is actually UTV is a two or four passenger, and he was in the back seat of a four-passenger UTV that was in a rollover near Four Peaks. They were driving from a parking lot off the turnoff down into Saguaro Lake. There's a number of washes and tributaries that you can get in and just cruise all day long, and you end up down at Saguaro Lake at a beach area under these beautiful, mature cottonwood and mesquite trees, and they've got picnic tables. They go down there, have a little lunch, drive back, It's one of the ways we showcase Arizona to visiting guests, and he had some clients in from out of town he was taking and has been through a very hard road. Jennifer has a caringbridge.org, and if you type in Rosie's recovery, you can go see all her journal entries there. And the good news is, I mean, he has been in the fight of his life for his life, and he is winning, and in a big way this week. He's like I've said, he's up walking and talking, and we look forward to having him back on the air soon. So we'll cover a little bit more about Rosie's big week here at Rosie on the House.